Los Angeles limits idling, so does Minneapolis, but no Wisconsin city restricts how long a parked vehicle can run. Madison is considering a 5-minute limit and $25 fine to cut down on pollutants. Larry Bruss of the Department of Natural Resources says the state doesn't have the authority to enforce an idling law, but he supports local proposals. The DNR Chief of Regional Pollutants says idling wastes gas, and there are dangerous but unregulated chemicals which come from vehicles.
There is a potential to create a localized air quality problem when the vehicles are idling. And some of these pollutants are known human carcinogens.
Press says the most recent reports indicate Madison is not close to reaching federal air quality limits on regulated emissions like ozone and carbon dioxide. And city officials say only 0.5% of Madison's greenhouse gases come from vehicles that idle. This is part of the reason a Madison staff team of engineering and health experts is recommending against a formal ban on idling. David Benshovel is a Madison engineer and environmental manager.
We thought the educational campaign was the way to go, especially in light of the fact that there were no extra staff added to enforce the ordinance and it would have a low priority.
Benshovel says Madison already has 60 programs that combat greenhouse gases like Green Fleet. These city vehicles are low-emission gas-electric hybrids. He says most of these programs are more effective than an idling ban would be, plus many receive federal funds. If Madison enacts a vehicle idling ban, it's likely to have exceptions for emergency vehicles, cars caught in traffic, and buses keeping passengers comfortable. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.